Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're going to talk about a super new moon that's coming up, actually tomorrow, October 16, and it will be in Libra, and we're going to work with Archangel Raguel with this new moon energy. It's the perfect energy. It's the perfect angel, as far as I'm concerned, to work with Libra moon energy. Because they're both about balancing our life. They're both about the fairness, finding harmonious solutions, justice, what's right, what's fair, the balance of everything in life, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's just everywhere. So I found like that to be very, very good as a combination to work with. So who is Raguel? It's spelled R-A-G-U-E-L, if you're not familiar with this angel. And like I said, this is an angel that is about justice, fairness, and balance in everything. If you're going through something that has a conflict, which is interesting right now, perfect angel, like I said, because we have Mars and it was Mars and Mercury retrograde are at the same time here. So they're both kind of pulling and making it feel a bit sluggish. It feels a bit like a conflict there. But then you bring in this. So the universe always provides the options when we have the challenges there. I've seen it time and time again where we have these energies that we might see these alignments coming up that, oh no, it's going to be really rough. But there's always this option. We always have an opportunity to bring in a different perspective, to bring in a different energy. Because remember, it's a lot about what we focus on when we look at law of attraction. If you guys are new to the show, we're all about metaphysical topics, the angelic realm, energy healing, law of attraction, living in 5D, all of these types of things that we need in our health, whether it's physical, whether it's our spiritual health, whatever. We're looking at all of these natural abilities that we all have. Also about, you know, building your psychic and your intuitive abilities. Because when you grow in a spiritual awakening environment, and we are becoming more and more where we're in that right now, you have these opportunities to grow deeper connections on a spiritual level. This month is one of those. And this energy, everything about it, all of the balancing, everything we've been talking about has been bringing us opportunity. We spoke about that a little bit last week when we were talking about the Mercury retrograde. That one started on the 13th of October, and it's Mars retrograde as well, and that will run till November 3rd. Now we are having a super new moon. It's one of the strongest, and it's a strong moon energy with this one. So let's dive in and talk a little bit about this. Now, it's going to be the 16th. That's tomorrow. Today's the 15th while we're doing this live. So just keep that in mind. Libra is about life balance, the justice, the fairness. So is Archangel Raguel. We said that. Now, when you combine that with the Mars and the Mercury retrograde energy, it could feel, you could feel the challenges a little bit. We're going to go over that today and what Raggio brings to the table to help us find that perfect balance that we may need in our life. So there's things that'll come up with this. Now, Raggio is gentle, reminding us that there's always a solution to every problem. You can always find something harmonious to come to solutions with if you have conflicts with others, things like that. If you're going through something tough like that, like it, whether it's, you know, a battle with somebody or just a conflict with a friend or maybe within your own family, maybe within yourself, Raggio is a great one to ask because it's all about the balance. It's all about maybe there's a perspective I'm missing. Maybe there's something I'm not noticing or I'm not hearing, which is Mercury. And then you have Mars that wants to push through things, but then slowed down with the retrograde. So you might feel the tug and pull. You might feel the sluggish energy, even though you want to do something about it. Just hang in there. This one is going to ask you for some patience. This patience is going to be your best friend. I know, who wants that lesson, right? But it's going to be really good for you to have that patience. We also have something else that I find interesting. With Raggio, he is urging, and actually this has been a common theme through a lot of the energy we've been working with 2020, a pull to go inward. When we go inward, that is the true self. That is the landscape we want to trust. That's the journey. That's the part of us. That's the inner true you. Because right now, with all the other energies and the retrogrades and things out there, it can feel confusing out there. Sometimes the world's not making any sense. I know. We don't even have to go into the details about what. We're not going to focus on that. But everybody is feeling that in some way where the outside world is just, I don't know what to trust. It's a little confusing right now. Your inner landscape, your inner world is where you want to be. 2020, the whole year, has been bringing us through that continually. It has been urging us to go inward because there is a massive spiritual awakening, really. Spiritual awakening leads to big changes in the world that we know. And we've been seeing that. So you're going to feel this inward pull. And you don't really want to resist that. If possible, you want to go there. And sometimes we don't want to. But honestly, I feel it would be worth your effort to do that. Because that's where you're going to find your clear voice. That's where you're going to find a clear path. That's where you're going to know what's the right choices or decisions for you. What's the right direction for you. And we've been talking about that off and on through the show several times, different episodes, but that's what it's saying. Now, this is the closest supermoon. So, you know, you'll feel that energy in Libra. And let's talk about that a little bit so you can understand what energies we're dealing with that supermoon. Now, if Libra is all about balance and fairness and justice and all of that, these are qualities we're going to have to really think about. And we don't want to forget about that when we're dealing with different things at the same time with the other intense energies that could make us feel impatient or irritable or short to anger, things like that. We want to think about, wait a minute, it's looking for balance and fairness. What in your life, everybody ask yourself this right now, what in your life feels out of balance? What's the first thing that comes to your head? What feels out of balance? Is it personal life? Is it job? Is it relationships? Does it have to do with, what about self-care? What about diet? What about exercise? What feels out of balance? You know, what feels just not right? And what feels irritable? Don't avoid those topics. Write them down, jot them down, put them out there where you can see what they are and address it. You know, you're basically going to confront these things and go, okay, this is what's out of balance. What can I do about it? That's being proactive. That's using the energy in a very positive way. Now, you will feel these lunar energy is pretty strong. I mean, if you feel moon energies, a lot of people feel them more than others. I feel them. I feel them about a week ahead, honestly. So I was feeling these things about a week ago, and it was making perfect sense when I was looking into it. But this one is really going to urge you very strongly to go inward with your soul, to draw yourself in and just be with that side of you that maybe you avoid, maybe you don't feel comfortable with, maybe you know, I don't know about that. You know, you don't have time. You always feel like you don't have time. Where that's the imbalance. Maybe your spiritual life doesn't have enough attention to your physical life, or vice versa. Sometimes we can be too much of the other, and we don't live in the world. You want to be anchored into the world, and you want to live it through us. We are spiritual beings. We're living a physical experience. There is a way to balance that. Now, it's a dense energy at times, you might feel. And I do want to go through some of the things that could be challenging. It can feel harsh at times. It can just feel intense. Don't let that trip you up. Don't let it trip you up, because believe it or not, there's some great insights to find in that. And that's what Raguel points out here, is be patient with yourself. Be patient with others in this time. You know, the 10-second rule I always talk about, we want to take a deep breath before we respond to something. Things might agitate you more than you feel they should, but why? This is an opportunity, and this is something that I loved that Raguel pointed out to me before the show. Why is it agitating you? Why don't you look at why? Also, dreams could be really interesting right now. Dreams for the last month for me have been really crazy anyway, but there's a lot of messages in there, but pay attention to that. What's going on in your dreams? Dreams are a subconscious energy that hasn't been played out or processed in your wake time. They're also a way to tell you what you need to know. It doesn't matter who's in your dream or what it's about. It's never about them. It's always something you need to know in your physical world about you. So don't get caught up in a literal definition of a dream. They're very metaphoric. Why did it pick that person in your dream? Or why did it choose that situation or that location or that experience? Look for the subtleties, like what was the emotion? What was the feeling about that particular event or location or person? You know, what does that mean to you? Those are your clues. And there's other things that'll be happening. You may be getting some visits from nature in an interesting way. Like all of a sudden, you know, you have things coming around that you never had before. I'm seeing a lot of very, very, never seen them this big before, but very large, beautiful monarch butterflies lately. Very large. I've never seen them so big. Also, the dragonflies are very large that I'm seeing lately in the last few days. Everything's just bigger, and I went, why does it feel so big? But it's expansive. And they seem more colorful and they seem more beautiful. And I'm like, what am I seeing? Am I seeing beyond? Am I seeing them in a different way? And I thought, well, there is big transformation coming, because both of those are symbols in nature of change and transformation. A metamorphosis, so to speak, with the butterfly. I mean, what was before is a completely different shape after it goes through all of its stages. So it really represents maybe the changes in you. I know that I feel that I have changed quite a bit this year. I'm sure you have too. So we're looking at this. Now, as we said, it might be dense, but also this moon, it might feel like it stirs up emotions of the heart. Like I said, do your best to sit with that and just listen to what that emotion is trying to tell you. This is where Raguel can really be powerful in your life and really help you. It can help you heal things of the heart, like hurts, pains, especially with relationships. You may feel uncertain. You may feel that confusion. And yes, we have Mercury and Mars going on right now, which are causing some of that today. But you look at what it's revealing to you about the different relationships in your life or those heart emotions. What is out of balance? What is it? Be careful not to make it all about somebody else's fault. You're not going to learn what you need to learn with this, because this is always about what we can do and provide with ourselves, no matter what experience we're having with someone else. With law of attraction, we attract what we put out. So that's kind of how that works with the law of attraction. So if you're like, okay, I don't like what I'm feeling here, I don't like this experience, the thing is, the power to change it is within yourself, not about trying to make sure somebody else does something that you would rather them do. That's just never going to work. You have to go inward. This is an inward journey. This is an inward exercise. This is an intuitive month where when you go inward, the capabilities to have a stronger spiritual connection with angels, with guides, with your higher self is the potential here. You don't want to miss out on that opportunity. Remember what we were talking about last week. If you missed last week's show, that one was with Raziel and the Mercury retrograde. Like I said, we're still in that too. So just look at it. Look and see what's going on. Are you out of balance where you give more of yourself and your energy away than you receive? Do you let people help you if you're one of the givers or caretakers? I can raise my hand and say I can be guilty of that, honestly, because if you are one that is out there that is there for people to help them, sometimes we are so doing that all the time that we don't allow any time for us, or it's uncomfortable to let people help you because we want to be the helper, right? This is going to address that if that's an out of balance thing for you. Look at that. Sometimes we don't realize that when we are doing our self-care and we have our balance within ourselves, now we are working and operating 100% in a strong energy. That's how you can help the world or other people or other anything out there much more. You can help so much more if you have that balance inside. Now, if you're dealing with a challenging relationship, I know, we got to go over this a little bit because that's what's happening this month. But if you're going through a challenging relationship, this new moon may bring to light everything that's going on. It might kind of bring it up for, okay, either we approach this differently, we find a way to work it out, or we move and go in different directions. You may feel that. You might feel like, all right, we need to just calm down, let the dust settle, you know, that kind of thing. It may be bringing that up to a head so you can address it. Remember, we're not trying to avoid what it's bringing up. And some of it might be old stuff from the past that you just need to deal with. We're all feeling that. That a lot of times that'll come up in a dream if it's not making itself clear in your waking life. But let's just look at it. You know, look at how this can help you. Now, if you don't feel like you have it all figured out, don't feel like you need to have it all figured out. You don't need to know and have all the answers right now. They're going to unfold over the next few weeks for you on how you want to go with this. But it's going to start bringing it in to where, whoa, I got to look at that a little bit. Well, I need to like really address that and see what I can do in a different way. This will be well worth your effort to look into those things as they come up. Also, I know we're in a strange time where we're doing a lot of, you know, we miss our friends, we miss connections with others. These are all part of the heart center, you know, heart energy. But we can also, you know, have those phone calls or we can have those remote things, whatever the situation is. You know, don't let the situation be, that's it, it's over with. You know, don't feel like that. There's always a solution. There's always a possibility. There's always a way. The water finds its way around the rock. Remember, we talked about that last week. Now, new moons are always about new beginnings. So keep that in mind, where this might feel confusing with this one. It is always about new beginnings. Yes, but it seems to be bringing up a lot of old stuff. It seems to be churning those things up. It's churning them up. And this is directly what I got from Archangel Raguel about this. Yes, it's a new beginning. However, it's churning up old stuff. Like, why is it churning up old stuff if it's a new beginning? It's churning it up for you to see it clearly and for you to take action and change it up. Either get rid of it, approach it differently, find a way to forgive, find a way to find your balance. Something, anything, find patience, all of it. Yes, I know. It's like, oh, more patience. You know, sometimes you might feel like it's all you can do to be patient right now because of those energies with Mars and that retrograde stuff that's causing that. Like, I want to get this done, but I can't. It feels like you're stuck. It's just keeping you from going too fast. I want to show you a different perspective with that. It's just slowing you down so you have ample time to process to find the best way for you. Where are we going to find that? Inward. We're going to find that inward. So I just gave you a lot. I want you to think about the things in your life that could use some balance, some patience, some forgiveness, and process that for just a moment, because I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to keep going. We have a question from email bag that I will address. And if you have questions, we have the live chat open over on my YouTube channel, and welcome everyone that's over there. Please keep it up there. You know, go ahead and put some questions out there and we will see what we can process here. Please stay with us. I'm going to take the quick break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Beth, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Beth's Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Beth, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
And welcome back to the show. Okay. First of all, we had a question come in, and we did speak about Archangel Raziel last week about how we can work with manifesting in the Mercury retrograde. Well, we had a question come in through email bag. If you guys have questions for the show, over on my website, if you go to the contact us, at the very bottom of the page, you'll find the contact us button in the footer. There's a form for the show. Make sure you send it to the show. We got options there, and then we can put it in the queue. So this one comes from someone named Trisha, and she was asking about, she's not sure if she is working with Raziel correctly or the right way or not sure. And here's the thing with Raziel, just to ease your mind, Raziel will work with you in the way that works best for you. He is not cookie cutter from the way I understand him. He may work very, very differently with each individual. But what he will do is he usually gives you something proactive to do in your life. And it will be something that will help teach you what you're trying to figure out. So it might be completely different from what I would experience or someone else. But you don't even have to worry about, if you're working with an angel correctly, all you need to do is ask and have the gratitude and thank them for being there, because you're bringing in the energy of what this angel's essence is to work with you in your life for your soul growth. Any of the angels would be that way. So sometimes we just overthink it. And then sometimes we just want to do it as good as we possibly can, that we're just trying to make, you know, sometimes it just makes it harder than it needs to be. When we're working with spiritual things, a lot of times it's less is more, and it's easier than we feel it should be, but it really is just letting it go. You just put it out there with that intention, and you have that heart in alignment with it and your intentions and the gratitude, and it will pop up, and you'll know it because it'll be probably unusual or sometimes it's entertaining to me, because sometimes I find that I'm getting frustrated with what I'm having to do. And then I realize, oh, of course, that's what he's got me doing. So I hope that answered your question. And I wish you the best, because sometimes Raziel will work with us quite a bit over the years, and different angels will come in and out. I've had Raziel several times, not always Raziel that I work with, but Raziel comes in strong when there's big change coming for me personally. So I would imagine he'd be coming in a lot for a lot of people right now with spiritual awakening happening. Now, let me see here. Hello to everyone. Let me check chat. Hello to everyone. Everybody's saying good morning. Awesome to see you guys here. Let's see. Everybody's processing and just going through what they're having to do in their life. Dream weirdness. Oh, yes. Dream weirdness. The dreams, honestly, I mean, dreams can be so creative, and the dreams right now just seem off the chart. I know they are for me. And you just sit there and you just are like, wow, what was that? But it's worth making some notes about it. The ones that really stick with you, if they're recurring or just totally in left field, like, what was that all about? And it got your attention, jot it down and just make note. You may not be able to figure it out right away. Just make a note of it, because it might make sense later. I just really give you guys that. I really do. And remember the obstacles. Yes, Donna, I see you. Loves the water around the rock. Honestly, that is what helps me sometimes when I feel like I'm just hitting obstacles one right after the other. I have to stop, take a deep breath, and go, you know what? I'm pushing too hard against the rock versus being the water and let it flow around. So, oh yeah, I know. I have felt that too. So if you think of it that way, it's like, wait, don't push against the rock. It's like, and it's not that we're realizing we're doing it. We're just trying so hard when we actually have to let go. And it's like less is more. Again, this is a spiritual thing going on here. So let's keep going about this energy and what Raggio has to say. We have, now we talked about the new moons or new beginnings, but this one could feel confusing. Don't let that trip you up. Remember that. That confusion can be amplified a little bit this time because of the Mars and Mercury retrograde. But remember, whatever's going on in the world outside, that outside world is confusing a little bit right now for everybody. But it's not confusing on your inward journey, your inside, your landscape on the inside, your soul, your inward spiritual connection to everything. Honestly, this whole year is about wanting you, it's encouraging us to go inward. And sometimes this has just crossed my mind. I've wondered, is all this craziness that sometimes is going on in the world just so we want to go inside? Because we need to have that connection for ascension, to go higher, to live in a higher frequency like 5D, to have a place where we see things at a bigger picture, that we grow with our consciousness and our awareness so we can make changes for the better, to grow, to move forward. The only way we do that is if we listen to the still small voice within us. That is you, your true self, your soul. It's not going to come from the outside chaos. It never will. It never has, honestly. It always comes from the inside. So think about that. And the balance would be if we're only listening to all the chaos and that's all we're focused on and everything that's going wrong, we're completely out of balance spiritually where we're not listening on the inside. Out of everything you can possibly trust, and I'm not even saying to take my word for it, what you can trust is what comes from within you for you, that comes from your soul. That's what you want to trust. You don't have to take my word for it. I don't even expect you to do that. In fact, when you're working with angels, one of the best things that I think I can offer as a suggestion is if you have asked to work with them and they've connected, or you feel like something's connected, you're just not sure what it is. Because there's a lot of different things out there that cause fear for people with beliefs, or you've been told, oh, that's bad, or you're not sure what it is. The beautiful thing about angels and the divine is they don't have, it doesn't hurt their feelings if you want to ask them to validate who they are. You can ask for ID. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can ask for that. You can ask like say Michael's coming into you, but you're not sure if it's Michael, Archangel Michael, or Archangel Raguel. I'm not sure. Is that who you are? You can ask for that. You can also ask for that cloak of protection from the divine and just then know that nothing can come to you that would be mischievous or harmful, and then you will know. I've had that question asked to me a lot about that because they get worried about what they're connecting to. Sometimes that's part of the question about they're not sure if they're doing it right. If you have asked for that protection and only allow the divine to come through and what will bring you the news or the information or the messages that you need to grow and that are beneficial, nothing that would cause harm, then there's a net there. There's a safety net there that feels safe. Like, yeah, okay, I can listen to this. But if you're not sure, guess what? You don't have to. And the other thing about the divine and the angels is if you're scared or if you feel uncomfortable with any of it, they're not going to push you. They're not going to make you do anything. They're not going to be constantly, you know, freaking you out in the middle of the night and things like that. They back right off if you're not ready. They do. The other thing, how you can tell, is it's a consistent message. It's the one you need to know, whether you like it or not. It's consistent. It doesn't change. where if it's the other that you don't want to listen to, it can feel chaotic. It keeps changing. It's all over the place. You feel like you're being pulled in a million different directions. It's chaotic. It's distracting. It's you feel ungrounded. I wouldn't listen to that either. So if it feels like that, you just stop right there and you go, you know what? Nope. Grounding, protection, just need what will help, not what will harm. They are never there to harm. They are there to help you. That's absolutely what they're about. So keep that in mind. Now, this is a time where miscommunications and misunderstandings can happen with the energies that we have. So go slow, be patient. If you have been misunderstood or you misunderstood somebody, do your best to have that patience for the understanding. Take the deep breath. This was happening here for me a couple of days ago, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to stop right there. It was just crazy. No matter what you did, it was the weirdest experience. I mean, it was a lot more intense than I had seen before. And I thought, okay, I'm taking a deep breath. I'm going to ask to clear. And that's what I did. I cleared the energy of the space, cleared the energy of me. And then I just let it go and I settled down personally. And then once that happened, the communication cleared up. I highly recommend trying that next time things get confusing with someone in a relationship or just whatever it is you're trying to do. You might be just trying to get some customer service somewhere. And that seems to be challenging lately. But whatever it is, clear the energy. You know, you can clear that through phone lines, your websites. You can clear energy on the internet if you're in the social media. That can get a little crazy in there. I'm personally staying out of it a bit. And you may have noticed that. I'm not real active in there, but I don't want to be because it's chaotic to me. And I'm trying to keep my inward focus so I have clear messages to deliver to you. So I'm not being critical of anybody or anything. This is just better for me to not have too much chaotic energy for myself personally. So that's what I'm doing, and that's helping me keep my energy strong. Remember back in the show, and this is Raguel's reminding me to share this as well. Remember back in probably a couple months ago, we talked about it. But when you're putting your shield up, remember it. The shift is shifting. It's changing. And I believe Michael was teaching this. When we put a shield up of protection and we ask Michael to protect us, we want to take the focus off everything that's on the outside of the shield that feels that's attacking us. What we want to do when we put the shield up is keep all the good energy inside. Focus there on that, on the inside of the shield versus what's happening on the outside of the shield. That's also focusing on your inward that we're talking about today. Instead of focusing and being so preoccupied, getting yourself all distracted and upset about everything on the outside world that's so confusing. And it will be, it's probably going to be confusing for a few more weeks, and then we'll ease and start to find clarity. And it's not one individual or another that can actually fix that right now. We just have to find and process what we need to do for our own self. When we work on our own things individually, we are becoming a part of the solution as the whole collective. Okay, it's not about, okay, do everything that I do. I wouldn't even expect that to work for you. I mean, I'm sharing what has worked for me. I'm sharing things that you can try. But honestly, you've got to find your niche in this. You've got to find your way in this. And I mean that sincerely from the bottom of my heart as the truth that I know it, because I've had to find my own unique path too. I've had to find what's working for me. Spiritual awakening is a big energy right now, and it's coming in very strong. There's opportunity for bigger spiritual insights, understandings, if you go inward, not stay on the outward side. So if something is really tripping you up and you're just feeling frustrated with your world on the outside, It's not like you're trying to put your head in the sand. I'm not saying that. You have to be aware of what's going on around you. But you can also find your strength, find your path, find how to navigate through by going to your inner world. If you use the shield protection that I'm talking about, and that's like, you know, some people use a bubble. We've talked about it before. I like a triangle. I like to use the triangle. But you can use a circle, a triangle, whatever you want to use that feels right to you. And you just reinforce your in that inner circle, that nothing permeates that protection shield that would do harm. And you stay with your own energy. Now you're in your inner world. Now you look at what your inner world's trying to tell you. That's what Raguel's about this week with this new moon energy. What's my inner world telling me? What needs balancing? Where do I need to put my focus? That's where you want to be. So it makes so much sense to me. And it was really an awakening aha moment for me when I was working for this show and I was in meditation about what to share with you. Because several months ago, and actually over a year or so ago, Michael started sharing with me to have you and to share with you to focus on the inside of the protection shield, not the outside, what you're trying to keep out. It's not about like, keep that away from me, it's bad. Just stay in here so that doesn't come in to affect you. And it makes so much sense now as we're talking about today's topic with this new moon and Raguel. Of course, if we are inside that shield, if we are all focusing there, we're focusing with our own energy. We're focusing on what we need to be doing and be responsible for, not everything else on the outside. When you're going through tough things, this is one of the best things you can do. We don't want to be avoiding it. We don't want to feel like, I don't want to go in there. I don't like that person. We need to find a way to love who we are because the divine loves who we are. Why don't we love who we are? That's an imbalance too. So I found the two coming together making so much sense. And I was like, that's a great way to focus on your inner world. So I'm sharing that, hoping that it will help you to understand what I'm trying to say here. Because there's a lot here. There is an absolute big opportunity this month to really find your spiritual connection here. It's going to come from your inner world, not the outer world. That's just the way it works. So how is everybody doing over in chat? Does anybody have any questions? Let's see here. Trish is saying, I don't dream often, but sometimes I tend to forget parts of it. Yeah, that happens. That happens to everybody, I think. The 1111 is awesome. That is a transformative number as well. Donna's saying that's it. That's what is stopping my progress. The noise. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I see. Donna's got the aha thing going. Awesome. Thank you, Donna, for sharing that. You know, it is. It the outside, you can feel like, gosh, there's always something that interrupts. You know, you say you want to go to, I've noticed that in the last week. I really want to do something. And no matter what, as soon as I hear, okay, this is my plan. This is what I'm going to do today. And there's all these obstacles that get in the way. And I was really starting to get upset about it. And I had to take a deep breath and I realized it was this energy. And I went, you know what? This is that energy just causing the chaos. And so that's when I did the energy clearing. I went, you know what? I just asked Michael to clear all of that chaotic energy out of my space. I shielded up the whole house, the whole everything here. And it settled down almost immediately. The very next day, I felt it physically. I don't know if anybody's feeling some of that stuff physically, but I felt it that way, where massive pounding headaches or all the way through my back, and it was very intense, like, what have I done? Did the clearing next day. It was like it never happened. It wasn't there. I mean, I thought I had injured my neck, and it was all energy that was trying to move. It was like hitting the obstacle and it had to find a way around it, literally. So if you're, you know, if you have these random things that make no sense and you know you're okay, or you've gone to make sure you're okay medically or whatever it is you do, and there's just nothing there, that has been the theme for my life a lot because I would have things back way back and, you know, I'd go and see if ever I was okay and they never could find anything. They thought so when I started to work with the energy more, now I do the energy healing first. If it's still there, okay, let's go see what's going on. But honestly, it's not. It usually goes away. So energy healing is very powerful and can be part of helping, because the body's energy, what it's the chaos it's living in, is how the cells are responding. So I have found energy healing to be quite powerful. And all you have to do is simply ask to allow a new energy to come in. Everybody can do this. Your body has an ability to self-heal if you allow it to. So with that, now we have, let's see, what else do we have here? Trisha's saying, I felt a change in my body, soul, and energy from the end of August to September, but it felt stronger as my birthday passed. But okay, I got you. Yeah, there's been quite a bit everywhere. Yes, we will ascend to 5D, Mel, absolutely. And feeling tired, you know, and just to remind everybody about the fatigue, if you feel tired, give yourself the balance and the rest that you need. I know that that is a symptom of what's going on out there, they say, the fatigue, but also there's another explanation for that in metaphysics and energy. When our cells are, see, our body is calibrating to live and ascend. It's constantly trying to ascend and go forward. I know this from when I was working as an NMT before, back in the day, and just the cellular structure of our bodies. When you work out, and I used to do personal training and all that kind of stuff, your cells repair when you sleep. They don't repair when you're awake. What's interesting is I'm noticing that when it's energy that's shifting and our bodies are trying to calibrate to all this higher frequency energy to move and ascend to 5D, we might find ourselves tired if we're going through a big ascension process. We might find that we're a little more tired when we've made a big leap and we've found a new consciousness level and we've awakened to certain things. You might find that you need more rest or you need to eat differently. I've noticed that they go hand in hand, that you need to eat differently, or you need to improve your diet, or you need to support it more, and you just need the rest. If you think about when you finally relax, and I remember this with people when I was working with them in energy healing, or, you know, physically with the muscles, you know, they'd come in and they were really tense, and I would have them squeeze their hands as tight as they can. Because I would tell them, like, let go of your shoulders, or whether they couldn't, they thought they had. And I go, well, squeeze your hands really tight and then let them go. So you could get the sensation of, oh, wait, okay, that's letting go. Because if you stay in a state of tension for very long periods of time, it almost feels like the norm. It can happen in our nervous system and our stress levels, too. We think we're fine, but we have this underlying current of stress that's constant, and we haven't actually relaxed. As you grow and you learn and you find your balance, your body can finally go, that feels amazing to not have that stress on me. And what do you think it's going to do? It's going to feel tired and finally go to sleep. So I find that happens too. These are just different options and different explanations for why you might have fatigue. I notice that I do at different times when things are going on. And honor your body and what it's trying to tell you, because our bodies are an antenna that our spirit, our soul will speak through. It will try to give you indications that it needs something through physical indications in our body. So that's what metaphysics looks at. I mean, if we're having knee or elbow all the time, it's like, whoa, that's a point of change of direction. Hips, you know, you're trying to move forward and go in a different way, and you might feel a little bit of an obstacle there, the energy will tell you. And the chakras, working through the chakras, it's fascinating how the body actually has all the information that it's actually trying to deliver to you. It's like the machine that's trying to deliver the messages from the soul. If you listen to it, yeah, say you're having old things flare up. Well, okay, what in the past is popping up that maybe you need to resolve, or maybe it's just, you know, you're reminiscing or something's popped up. I mean, things like that can happen this month with that energy as well. So it's pretty interesting how that works, but you want to listen to it. So let's see here what we have. What's our timeline? Okay. Let's see. Hi, Maddie. Let's see. Maddie says, hi, Jen. Wondering if angels have any advice for what to do when you're feeling spacey and your body seems to be fighting you on trying to be productive with work. You know, it is out of alignment. Got that. Gotcha. Okay. That's a grounding issue. It's also part of the fogginess and the energy too, but grounding can really help clarify things. I mean, sometimes the distractions and just the absent-mindedness or just all those things work with grounding. If you like to work with essential oils, I recommend frankincense. Frankincense is wonderful for a meditative or also for grounding. Put a couple of drops on the bottom of your feet, actually, and it will help you ground. Just feeling your feet on the floor, on the ground, just feeling the bottom of your shoes, you know, just really paying aware and attention there will immediately bring you back in. Sometimes with all the chaos going on out there, it can make us feel like we're scattered and spacey and going all over the place, and it's just constantly causing a distraction for us. I stop when I feel that, and it happens to me too. I just stop and I make sure I get grounded immediately. Grounding really helps. Also using the, if you like the stones or crystals, using some of like onyx, if you have any black onyx or obsidian or anything like that, it helps with negative energy, but it also is a grounding tool. It can help with grounding. Energy clearing. Use your salt bath. That can clear off the chaotic energy. And then you find that you might sleep a lot after that. But your body settles down and you feel like you can think again. So these are a couple of reminders. I think you know those, or you've probably heard me say those before, but that's definitely something you want to pay attention to. So relaxing meditation, she's talking about having a right collarbone pain. Right side of the body is your masculine side of the body, you know, like male energy kind of thing. When it talks about that, you know, everybody's got both energies. And collarbone is up near the fifth chakra. Okay. It's also into the shoulder. So collarbone, shoulder connections, fifth chakra, your throat, that's expression. Or are you listening? But also, if you're having a lot of tension up in the shoulders or banging into the microphone, or right in this area up in here where you feel like the tension, are you carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Is the energy of that in metaphysics? Like, why am I doing that? Why am I feeling like I've got to carry the weight and the responsibility of all this? I'm asking you to ask yourself that to see if any of that's making sense to you. Let's see. Anything else? What do you think's happening up there? Because this light did not look like lightning strike. Oh, you're talking about something else. Not sure what that was about. So I think you're talking with someone else. I'm going to keep going because I've only got a few minutes left in the show. And I want everybody to know that Raguel is a wonderful angel to work with. Archangel Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L. Great angel when you need a harmonious solution, patience, balance. If you're looking for what to balance, you know something's out of whack, but you're just not quite sure where to approach it, ask this angel to come in and give you some insights. All you got to do with any of the angels you work with is ask, have thanks, and know that it's already been answered. You have to believe that they've already answered it. You may not hear it yet or know it, and you may not know for a couple of weeks. Keep that in mind. It won't be instantaneous sometimes. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. But divine timing is always the best, even though we don't understand why we have to wait. Divine timing always has a reason. But if you were to ask, have gratitude that they're there to help you and say, thank you for helping me with this. Know that it's been resolved. Go about your day. Move on. You might be pleasantly surprised with what will come through. It can be very, very interesting how they apply that. So I hope everyone will find a way to work with Raguel in the month of October. This is a spiritual awakening opportunity. This is an opportunity for deeper insights and an intuitive connection with your angels to find your clarity. Be patient out there with yourself and others. You're looking for the balance. You're looking for the balance in life. And Raguel is a wonderful angel to work with. I want to say thank you for listening. I will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.